We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
This is for you. The place for your night.
Welcome, benevolent viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
For all Intelsat 10 C-band viewers, starting March 1st, Supreme Master Television will change downlink parameters. To watch Supreme Master Television, please use the following new parameters. Intelsat 10 C-band at 68.5 degrees east. The transponder remains the same at G14C. Frequency 3805.5 MHz. Polarization vertical. Symbol rate 6670. FEC 3 over 4. Please refer to www.suprememastertv.com/satellite. Again, this change takes effect starting March the 1st, so please tune in to Supreme Master Television using the new Intelsat 10 C-band downlink parameters starting March 1st. Our usual worldwide satellite coverage is, in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Ciet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. And Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achí Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achí TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Joretel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV, in Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company, and in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, In Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a collaborative project brings medical care and legal aid to the Bolivian Amazon. In medical news, a Kenyan birth attendant assists premature babies with a self-created incubator. In animal welfare news, a British couple pledges over $160,000 to encourage excellence in veterinary care. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 26th, is the birthday of Dr. Ahmed Hassan Zawail, born in Damanhur, Egypt in 1946. Dr. Zawail was honored in 1999 with the Nobel Prize for his work on femtochemistry, which studies chemical reactions in very short time scales called femtoseconds. Currently, Dr. Zawail is the Linus Pauling Chair Professor of Chemistry and Professor of Physics at the California Institute of Technology in the United States. He was appointed as one of the first U.S. science envoys by U.S. President His Excellency Barack Obama to help in building partnerships with Muslim-majority countries. Dr. Zawail has received numerous accolades for his work to help developing countries by promoting science and technology. Our appreciation, Dr. Ahmed Hassan Zawail, for your laudable dedication to science and to assisting the world. May you have a wonderful birthday with loved ones.
Flyin News, post-quake efforts non-stop in New Zealand. On Friday, February 25th, additional rescue personnel arriving from the United Kingdom, China, and the United States allowed weary New Zealand rescue crews who had been working around the clock since Tuesday's catastrophic Christchurch quake to rest.
With fatalities rising to 113, officials stated that this number could include some of the 228 listed as still missing, among whom are a number of foreign language students who had been inside the Canterbury TV building when it collapsed. Although no one has been rescued since Wednesday, there is still hope of finding survivors. Recent rainfall has further hampered and made rescue efforts more hazardous.
However, in some respite, experts say the wet and cool conditions could help the survival of anyone still trapped. Meanwhile, many residents have been rendered homeless or are afraid to return to their dwellings, especially as aftershocks continue to hit, with two significant tremors striking Christchurch on Friday evening, one of magnitude 3.3 and the other a widely felt 4.4 magnitude shock. Six emergency centers have been set up, providing food, clothing, and medical clinics where an estimated 450 people have sought refuge, with many others who have left the city. Although about half of Christchurch's water supplies have been restored, City Mayor Bob Parker has warned that the remaining amounts may be contaminated as he urged all residents to save rainwater.
Immediately after the initial quake, Supreme Master Qinghai offered $27,000 for urgent necessities. With tearful prayers and all her love, she asked that our association members please go help in whatever way was needed and bring comfort to the disaster-hit people.
Our gratefulness, all officials, emergency crews, and individuals, for your courageous and tireless efforts to help the victims, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional aid. With our deepest sympathies for all lives lost, we pray for the New Zealand people's resiliency, as that such catastrophes are minimized through humanity's eco-stabilizing efforts.
Hundreds of homes inundated by Indonesia floods. Major flooding on the Indonesian island province of Bali on Wednesday, February 23rd, submerged at least 475 homes in Belulang district. The floods were triggered by heavy rains that began on Tuesday evening, which also caused a school to collapse. Some 320 homes were deluged in the worst-affected Selukan Bewang village, where one house was buried by a landslide, while 47 houses in Tingatinga village were submerged in floodwaters that reached depths of 1.5 meters. Residents of Pengulang were also evacuated to safer areas after 108 homes flooded and a 10-meter bridge connecting the community to Patat's village was destroyed.
Conveying her love and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members please check with local officials to see if any help is needed. Saying that emergency funds are available, she also requested that they go, if possible, to render assistance to the most desperate.
Our thankfulness for the timely and preventive measures of the Indonesian officials and for Supreme Master Qinghai's wholehearted concern. May such extreme weather events be lessened as we work to more kindly care for the environment.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Libyans continue to risk their lives for freedom. As France's top human rights official, François Zimmeret, stated that the number of protester deaths may have reached 2,000 as of Thursday, February 24th, signs have begun to emerge of increasing assistance by soldiers who support the people's efforts towards democracy and the right to be treated with dignity. Although the country's western regions are still largely dominated by violent pro-government forces, some areas in the east have seen protesters gaining presence and control. In the eastern city of Benghazi, citizens have created an ad hoc government where they are addressing issues such as security, food supplies, public health, and safe evacuation of foreign nationals. International news agency Reuters reported that the Benghazi citizens also apprehended around 12 people said to be mercenaries hired by the government to fire on the protesters, who are now being detained comfortably in a court building until such time as they can be tried in accordance with the law. On Friday, Saif al-Islam, the second son of leader Muammar Gaddafi, announced that the nation's army had been ordered to halt the violence in the two western cities of Misrata and Zawiya, saying that it was hoped an agreement would be reached between the army and the protesters within a day. At the same time, as reports of violence continued in other parts of the country, the U.S. government on Friday suspended embassy operations in the Libyan capital of Tripoli. After speaking with French President Nicolas Sarkozy, UK Prime Minister David Cameron, Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, and Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan about a coordinated response, U.S. President Barack Obama also decided to impose sanctions, with additional United Nations penalties possible as the international community joins in urging the Libyan government to immediately halt the killing and use of force against fellow citizens.
Foreign governments' efforts to swiftly evacuate their citizens from the volatile atmosphere have been hindered by difficulties. British Prime Minister David Cameron has apologized for delays in getting charter flights into Libya as the nation has encountered obstacles to security clearance as well as problems with the aircraft. The British and German governments both sent warships as well, with the HMS Cumberland transferring 200 Britons safely from the port city of Benghazi to Malta. Canada sent a military aircraft from Germany and another charter from Jordan, with many Canadians whose evacuations were also assisted by countries like Spain, UK, and Malta. Other countries also sent military aircraft to safely return their citizens, while the first of several flights chartered by British oil company BP, carrying nearly 100 passengers, also began arriving at the home destination of Gatwick Airport.
Despite these efforts, thousands of foreign nationals from around the world still remain without transportation at various ports and the Tripoli airport. There, the scene is said to be one of chaos, with around 10,000 people, some of whom have been waiting for days, coping with inadequate food, water, and sanitation. Around 20,000 others departed from Libya on their own, many on foot, crossing borders into neighboring countries like Tunisia and Egypt. These and other bordering nations have shown their hospitality, with chiefs and elders of various Egyptian tribes expressing their support for the protesters by sending humanitarian aid and medicine. Tunisians have also been showing their solidarity on the western border by rapidly organizing blood drives, setting up field hospitals, and sending convoys of food and medicine. Kuwaiti Emir Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah and the United Arab Emirates President Sheikh Khalifa bin Zayed Al Nahyan have also ordered humanitarian aid be delivered quickly to the Libyan people.
The uprisings in the Middle East and Northern Africa have emboldened people across the globe to overcome their fears and speak up for their rights, with pro-democracy demonstrations that have arisen in Bahrain, Bolivia, Cameroon, China, Greece, Honduras, India, Lebanon, Morocco, Palestine, Panama, Yemen, and Zimbabwe, as well as Croatia, where people are calling for a change in government, and North Korea, where they are demanding food security and living condition improvements.
Governments around the region and the world are also paying more attention to the demands of the people and have responded with measures that attempt to address citizens' needs. Tunisia has removed a book ban and announced a job plan, while Syria's government seeks to reduce hunger through a cash payment plan for vulnerable families as it pledges to reduce taxes on certain goods. Jordan's cabinet has passed new laws making it easier for people to organize protests, as well as promising to restore a government organization that ensures the less fortunate can afford basic goods. On Friday in Bahrain, as tens of thousands of people marched in the largest protest ever to converge on Pearl Square, asking for a constitutional monarchy with an elected and term-limited prime minister, Arab television stations reported that King Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa fired three cabinet ministers for creating crisis amid the nation's unrest.
As we sorrow for the lives lost, we pray that with heaven's blessings, all people are protected and that the conflicts may cease, bringing tranquility among all nations in shared freedom, dignity, and respect.
Space Shuttle Discovery blasts off on a final journey. On Thursday, February 24th, 27 years after its first mission, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, Space Shuttle Discovery set off for its 39th and final journey into space. Launched from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, USA, the Discovery Shuttle and its six astronaut crew, as well as supplies, spare parts, and a humanoid robot called Robonaut 2, or R2, are all headed for the International Space Station, or ISS. Their 11-day mission will allow the American crew, comprising Commander Stephen Lindsay, pilot Eric Bo, and astronauts Stephen Bowen, Alvin Drew, Michael Barrett, and Nicole Scott to spend a week at the station, while R2 will stay in a research capacity. The NASA Discovery Shuttle, renowned for its launch of the Hubble Space Telescope, will likely be donated after its return to the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum, where it will be commemorated on public display. Funds currently allocated for the Discovery and other shuttles are planned for development of new vehicles capable of traveling beyond the International Space Station's orbit. A big bravo and our accolades, NASA and all astronauts on board, for this magnificent final journey. Wishing you a successful mission and safe return to Earth as you continue working to advance humanity's understanding of our boundless universe.
CNN reporter Gerald Kessel remembered. South African national Gerald Kessel passed away in his adopted nation of Israel on Thursday, February 24th, at the age of 65. Throughout his four-decade journalistic career, Mr. Kessel served as one of Israel's leading English-language reporters through the Jerusalem Post, Haaretz, and CNN, where he became internationally known as the network's Mideast correspondent. Along with journalism, he was dedicated to health and was a firm believer in vegetarianism, often encouraging friends and colleagues to follow his lead. Mr. Kessel's interest in fitness extended to sports, and he played a key role in Israel's cricket revival, going on to become captain of the national team. Combining his love of sports with journalism, he also produced the documentary film and book, Goals for Galilee, which used sport to analyze the challenge of Israel's relationship with her minority Arab population. We join the media world in conveying our condolences to the loved ones of Gerald Kessel. May his soul rest serenely in heaven's eternal light and grace.
Save our planet. Fishing and climate change top causes of coral reefs trouble. A new report representing a three-year project led by U.S.-based World Resources Institute warns that the world's coral reefs could be 95% gone by 2050 without urgent action to halt global warming, overfishing, and other harms. The report, Reefs at Risk Revisited, representing a collaboration of more than 20 research and conservation organizations, examines in much greater detail the original Reefs at Risk report written in 1998. In the 13 years since the first study, the researchers have found that the reef area at risk of destruction has increased by nearly one-third, with one of its biggest threats to survival being exploitative fishing. Especially damaging are fishing methods such as dynamite that cause widespread destruction, resulting in increasingly grave imbalances to coral reefs and their surrounding ecosystems.
Other threats to the reefs are warming waters from climate change, which cause coral bleaching, ocean acidification from excessive carbon dioxide absorption, and contamination due to agricultural runoff. With experts such as Dr. Jane Lubchenco, head of the U.S. National Oceanic Atmospheric Agency, or NOAA, saying that the report reminds the public of the urgent need for the reef's greater protection. Lead author Loretta Burke, a senior associate at WRI, stated that a little effort can go a long way toward restoring local areas. Finally, Dr. Mark Spaulding, a senior marine scientist with the Nature Conservancy, cautioned against inaction, saying, "If we don't learn from these successes, then I think that in 50 years' time, most reefs will be gone, just banks of eroding limestone overgrown with algae and grazed by a small variety of small fish."
Many thanks, World Resources Institute, and all researchers involved in producing this detailed report showing how human actions could drive coral reefs to extinction. May we quickly change our actions to assist all the fragile yet vital marine ecosystems in being fully restored.
During a November 2008 interview with Ireland's East Coast Radio FM, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke about the importance of the imperiled coral reefs as well as the way we could effectively save them.
Now, the coral reefs are there for some reason. See, there are many factors that affect coral reefs, like coastal developments, water pollution, change in seawater temperature, because of global warming. Some scientists predict that most of the coral reefs could disappear in the near future if global warming increases. Coral reefs are just like the forest on land. They are the protectors of 100 plus countries, coastlines, against storm surges and hurricanes. They are the protectors. And they are also the supporters of over 25% of all marine species. We must protect a living and healthy sea as it relates to our living and healthy self. The solution is vegetarian diet.
Save our planet. U.S. researchers forecast that climate change could increase shipping costs by billions of dollars each year as rising water temperatures cause the proliferation of sea barnacles and other marine life that attach by the tons to ship hulls, thus slowing the vessels and increasing fuel as well as cleaning requirements.
Save our planet. Scientists report in the journal Geology on a recently drilled geothermal well in Iceland that reached magma, which they say could provide a new source of sustainable geothermal power with the potential to generate an estimated 25 megawatts of electricity compared to the 5 to 8 megawatts per typical geothermal well.
Save our planet. Officials on Malaysia's Borneo Island announced the cancellation of plans to build a coal-fired power plant in consideration for the potential impact to endangered species such as orangutans and rhinos, as well as to protect regional waters that are home to 75% of all known coral species.
Save our planet. Alternative energy companies Makani Power and Jovi Energy in California, USA are developing airborne wind turbines that can act as power generating kites, one that is propelled by the stronger winds of higher altitudes and another that utilizes continuous coastal breezes.
I'm Ocho the New, and I'm loving my plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip to share for shoe shoppers. It's a good idea to look for your new vegan shoes later in the day. This is because as the day goes on, your feet tend to get a little bigger. Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for watching, and now, the weather around the world.
In Good Governance News, a collaborative project brings medical care and legal aid to the Bolivian Amazon. The Healthy Amazonia Brigade, an initiative of the Health and Government Ministry, is joining with the Bolivian Navy, the Union Bank, and Bolivian State Television, among others, to offer the services to more than 6,000 individuals. Four expeditions are planned for 2011, which will visit 176 indigenous and agricultural communities in the north, northeastern and eastern regions. Our earnest thankfulness, Healthy Amazonia Brigade, and all partners for your caring endeavour. With God's abundant blessings, may it serve the needs and better the lives of many beautiful individuals.
In medical news, a Kenyan birth attendant has devised an incubator for premature babies. Miss Alice Sibur has a small clinic in Nairobi where she uses traditional medicines to tend to expectant mothers. Her self-created incubator, which she has been utilizing for almost 20 years, contains a pillow, blanket and containers of hot water to keep the babies warm. Miss Sibur, who assists anyone that comes to her regardless of their financial circumstances, has helped almost 30 preterm babies be delivered safely. She said, "When a woman gives birth, that brings me the greatest joy, because in that I see the love of God." Bravo, Miss Alice Sibor, for your very important help to precious mothers and infants. May you be graced to continue your life-supporting work for many wonderful years. Supreme Master Qinghai is honoring Miss Alice Sibor with the Shining World Compassion Award and $15,000 for helping the clinic with additional new equipment. Coming up on Noteworthy News, a British couple pledges funds to facilitate excellent medical care for more canine companions. We'll go out to smell some flowers and come right back. Please stay tuned for more concerning news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, creative news for a resourceful world. In animal welfare news, a British couple pledges over $160,000 to encourage excellent veterinary care. Michael and Sue Dennis of North Yorkshire have announced the funds to be given to Royal School of Veterinary Studies at the University of Edinburgh. The animal-loving couple's cherished canine companion Jet, a black Labrador, was diagnosed with an uncommon form of arthritis and was not expected to live very long. Under the professional care and health management plan suggested by the Royal School, Sweet Jet enjoyed a happy and fairly active life until the age of 10. Mr. Dennis said, "We were so impressed with the treatment and interaction that took place between the school, the people that work there and ourselves, that we wanted to perpetuate that. Our sincere gratitude, Michael and Sue Dennis, for your generosity and thoughtfulness. Also, our heartfelt congratulations, Royal School of Veterinary Studies at the University of Edinburgh. May this kind-hearted contribution facilitate even more of our treasured animal friends receiving first-rate medical care."
Let's enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Qinghai entitled Good Reasons.
Teacher said to student, "Why did you do so poor in the exam?" Kitty: "The degrees of my glasses are not good enough." Jimmy: "My neck is sprained." Lily: "The classmate before me is too tall." And Tony: "The classmate next to me used a pencil, so I could not see it clearly."
And now a heartline from Mr. James Bean, esteemed producer, writer and host of Spiritual Awakening Radio production. Supreme Master Qinghai was an honoured guest through a telephone interview on the program to share her insights about the connection between the veg diet, global warming and spirituality.
I received a beautiful letter from India, from a representative of a guru endorsing Supreme Master Qinghai's message, saying, "As we all now know, which the Supreme Master Qinghai advocates, that the vegan lifestyle is the instantaneous remedy to global warming and extreme climate changes. Everyone should know the consequences of livestock industries. Be veg, go green to save the planet," is a message that is starting to seriously gain momentum worldwide, probably far more than we even realize. Namaste. I salute the God power in you. James from the United States, Spiritual Awakening Radio.
Kindred soul James, it is wonderful to hear from you. Thank you so much for sending this good news. We are infinitely blessed to be graced by Supreme Master Qinghai's loving presence on our planet. As you know, she's been working tirelessly to share the compassionate, earth-saving vegan message. We pray that 2011 will be the year that all world leaders of governments and religions and all global citizens heed her wise guidance. May divine light shine on you and your spiritual American co-citizens.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven watch over you and protect you always.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Construction of a 192-kilometer highway is launched in South Sudan, funded with a $225 million donation from the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, that will link its capital city, Juba, to Uganda's capital, Kampala.
Save the Children charity estimates that 1.6 million children in the United Kingdom live in extreme poverty and calls on the government to implement a plan that helps create jobs in the more affected areas and provides financial assistance where needed.
Iraqi Parliament Speaker Osama al-Nujafi meets with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to further bilateral relations as President al-Assad renews his country's support for a unified and stable Iraq.
Using U.S.-based Microsoft's gaming sensor device, Kinect, graduate student Frederick Ryden of University of Washington, USA, develops a system to provide surgeons with sensory feedback that can assist them while performing delicate, robotic-aided procedures such as laparoscopic surgery.
International leaders, academics, and activists attending the Making Peace in Colombia Forum in Argentina agree that the current Colombian government's openness to dialogue with other groups is bringing ever closer the possibility of national unity and peace.
Israeli President Shimon Peres pledges the nation's support for democracy in Arab countries throughout the world, saying also that peace talks must resume with the Palestinians.
U.S. charities, including Christian Friends of Korea, Global Resource Services, Mercy Corps, Samaritan's Purse, and World Vision, join in calling for emergency food aid for the North Korean people to help offset shortages caused by adverse weather and poor harvests.
With the help of the Herat Provincial Reconstruction Team, the Education Department in Herat Province of Afghanistan opens a new 16-classroom school in Khal-e-Bala village, where over 50 new teachers hope to offer a brighter future to some 1,300 children.
The National Museum of African Art Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., USA, hosts a video conference between Ghana and U.S. schools, in which guest speaker, First Lady of Ghana, Mrs. Ernestina Nadu Mills, highlights the importance of mutual respect to build a better world.
Some 8,000 spectators gather at the newly renovated Faisal Al-Husseini Stadium near Jerusalem to support the Palestinian Women's Football League in their first ever public appearance.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.